Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Friends of the Earth International School of Sustainability arrives to Asia and the Pacific. The first edition of Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific School of Sustainability was launched on Saturday in South Lampang Regency, Lampang Province, Indonesia, in the island of Sumatra. The activity is part of the biennial general meeting of Friends of the Earth International. To know more about the goals of the school, the main issues dealt with, the participant countries and the challenges ahead, Real World Radio interviewed activist Teva Lingam of SAM, Friends of the Earth Malaysia, and the regional facilitator for the APAC region in South Lampang.
Also, we are having here a session of the sustainability school in Asia, of the Asia Pacific region. And I would like to ask you if this is the first time that you have this kind of activity, and why do you decided to do so?
Okay, so yes, this is the first activity. This is the first APAC sustainability school. And we wanted to do this because we have been seeing that in the other regions, they have been conducting School of Sustainabilities. And I had personally attended one in Exminster last year, and I saw how the European School of Sustainability was run for the very first time. And I really liked the idea of the school, and I brought it back to the APAC region, and we started discussing it more. This year at our General Assembly, and from there we developed the entire curricula with a team, helping with the school itself.
Okay, Diva. So the Friends of the Earth International is having this kind of sustainability schools in the different regions, but at the same time, the different regions, the topics, the issues, and the things that you underline are different. So what are the most important objectives for Asia-Pacific region with this school particularly?
With this school particularly, what the participants wanted was they wanted to take home a skill. So it is a skill share. This school does not only focus on the learnings itself, one particular learning, but it also is going to focus on sharing skills. But the main objective of this is to strengthen the Asia Pacific network by bringing in more people to the school, and for them to be able to know what Friends of the Earth International is about, what the programs are about, and also to have. To build the second generation leaders for Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific. So what we have here, at least the theme here this time, is on forest fires, trade and investment, as well as campaigning strategies.
Okay. Can you tell me, please, Diva, some of the countries which are involved, which are represented here in the school?
We have almost all the countries from our member groups. We have Nepal, we have Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Malaysia, Palestine, Philippines and Timor Leste did not make it, but we have
South Korea,
Japan, did I miss anyone? PNG, in Australia.
In Australia.
Yes. I think I've named everyone.
Yeah. Diva, so you mentioned some of the topics or general items which you are talking about in the school. I would like to know which are the worries, maybe the most important worries of the people representing the groups of Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific here related to that work. Where are the most, let's say, dread items?
I think based on the discussions that have gone on in the last 2-3 days, some of the main issues that have cropped up is on coal, coal power plants, and who are the financiers for the coal. And in fact, today we had a very good discussion on the big financiers in APAC, in Asia Pacific, and what are the development that these banks or these financiers are actually financing. So based on this, I think we would be able to, we came up with the fact that we need to study more about the big financiers. But the main worry in this region, a lot of it is on forests, a lot of it is on coal, a lot of it is on mining. Yeah, so these are some of the top issues of the Asia Pacific region.
Okay, Diva, do you have any idea, or have you talked during these days of work, how it is going on, how it is moving in the next period? I don't know, maybe 2017 and 17 and onwards?
In relation to the school?
To the school.
We want to have more schools in future, but we also want to have more focused schools, and we also want to focus on the youth. And one of the outcomes that we want from this school is to build a young for Asia Pacific. Okay. And we hope that from this school that we would have a little network built with the youths that are already here, and through that bring a more vibrant youth group to the region.
Okay, Diva, before we end, anything else that maybe I didn't ask you and you think that you should underline?
No, except it's about our school.
Okay, Diva Lingam, Friends of the Earth Malaysia, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fo Wai.